Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 26th. As we covered in yesterday's newscast, Gunnison Energy has started preparation work to conduct a seismic mapping project near Terror Creek Reservoir outside of Paonia. Crews have been spray painting rocks, hanging flag markers, and doing preliminary survey work for the seismic project, which will map some 28,000 acres of federal land. The 3D seismic map will help evaluate the geology of oil and gas leases and plan for drilling. After hunters ran into the work crews and were told to leave, many media outlets and conservation groups picked up the story. On Tuesday, Town of Paonia trustees voted to compose letters to Delta County and to the U.S. Forest Service Ranger Station in Paonia, requesting that the operation not move forward until an environmental assessment is conducted. Now, Delta County has responded by writing its own letter, requesting that Gunnison Energy submit a specific development application to the Delta County Planning Department. Staff will then make a recommendation to the Delta County Commissioners regarding acceptance or denial of that application. KVNF News spoke with Delta County Administrator Robbie LaValle to get the details.
On Thursday, October 24th, Delta County submitted a letter specific to Gunnison Energy requesting a specific development application be submitted to Delta County Planning Department as required by the Delta County Specific Development Regulations Section 4, which does include the exploration for oil and gas, including the conduct of seismic operations and the drilling of test bores. The staff will review it, determine that if it can be processed administratively, and the ultimate approval does still go before the Board of County Commissioners.
Delta County's land development regulations deal specifically with seismic operations, not with survey operations. So while Gunnison Energy was able to start preparing for the project and surveying, it cannot start drilling boreholes and detonating them until its development application has been approved. The process is the same for this seismic project or any other in Delta County.
Our regulations are specific to the exploration for oil and gas, including seismic and drilling of test bores. So it wouldn't matter where it was in Delta County. They would be asked to submit the same application for our specific development regulations.
Finally, today is the last day the U.S. Forest Service Ranger Station in Paonia is taking public comment on the matter. As part of its planning process, the Forest Service could require Gunnison Energy to postpone seismic operations until an environmental assessment is completed. A decision about that is expected in early November. This year's governor's race and wealthy candidates have inspired an idea for campaign finance reform on the November ballot, Amendment 75. But as Michael DeJoanna reports, some fear it will do the opposite of what supporters say it will.
Never has so much money flowed into a Colorado governor's race. The tally so far, $39 million. The driving force for most of that money is millionaire candidates like Democrat Jared Polis and Republican Walker Stapleton.
With the campaign finance laws as they currently are, it allows millionaires to put an endless supply of money into their own campaign.
BJ Nickel is a former state lawmaker and Republican from Loveland. So much money, she says, is a threat to representative democracy.
It makes it really hard for the little guy that wants to run for public office to be able to, you know, have a level playing field in order to compete.
Right now, there are limits to what you can give to a campaign. For governor, it's $1,150. But if you're the candidate running for office, you can put in as much of your own money as you want because of a 1976 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. So state law
limits non-wealthy candidates.
Nickel calls it the millionaire loophole and says it's an unfair advantage. That's why she teamed up with former Republican State Senator Greg Brophy to come up with Amendment 75. The goal is to
essentially stop wealthy politicians from buying public office.
And here's what it would do if it's approved. If a candidate puts $1 million or more of their own money into their campaign, their competitors would be able to accept five times the current state limits on contributions. The Denver Post editorial board likes the idea, and so does this guy.
Sure, absolutely.
Walker Stapleton. When businessman Victor Mitchell plunked down $5 million during the Republican primaries, Stapleton said he felt he had to answer. So he put in $1 million of his own money.
I think that we need to do more to level the playing field.
Another supporter of Amendment 75 is another person with deep pockets, his rival, Jared Polis, who has broken all records with a $20 million campaign that is vastly self-funded. But not everyone thinks Amendment 75 will fix this issue. Across the street from the state capitol in Denver,
I am here for Caroline Ferrari.
She's here.
Is the headquarters for Colorado Common Cause, a nonpartisan nonprofit that fights for accountability in government. Caroline Fry is the organization's director of outreach.
Prior to 2002, we didn't have strong limits on money in politics here in Colorado. This was revolutionary and groundbreaking.
In 2002, Common Cause led the push to pass Amendment 27. It's the foundation for the laws that currently govern campaign contributions in the state.
66% of Coloradans voted for Amendment 27.
It contains strong language about how money has the potential to create corruption and give special interests, corporations, and the rich disproportionate influence over state politics. Fry worries that if voters pass Amendment 75, it could undermine the law.
The whole theory of leveling the playing fields by quintupling contribution limits, all this is doing is opening our elections up to more big spenders.
She also takes issue with wording in Amendment 75 that relaxes limits for candidates facilitating or coordinating third-party contributions that amount to more than $1 million.
I feel like the Yes on 75 campaign has just focused on, this is just for millionaires who are putting $1 million of my own money into this. But the fact is that it could be if they facilitate $1 million from an outside spending group as well.
Because it would go into the Constitution, the amendment must pass with 55% of the vote, which doesn't worry supporter BJ Nickel.
We gathered the highest number of signatures ever on a statewide ballot initiative, and we think that's because people really are tired of millionaires buying elections.
And as Election Day nears, Jared Polis is expected to spend another $3 million of his own money for ads. That's almost as much money as Walker Stapleton has raised since he first announced his campaign to become governor more than 1 year ago. I'm Michael DeJoanna.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 26th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.